Know me, and they're going, what's this once again part? But my name is Dave McDowell, and you're listening to the Reform Coffee Shop. And some of you go, oh yeah, I remember this guy, and I'm still around. It's been quite a busy time for me. Let me explain some things to you first. When you listen to my show before, you would hear me say something like, my name is Dave McDowell, I'm 28 years old, I work for a major retailer in management, I live in Carleton, Michigan, I'm unashamedly reformed as I hold to the sovereignty of God in all things, unashamedly Baptist as I believe in believer's baptism, and unashamedly charismatic as I believe that the gifts of the Spirit are available for our use today. I'm a Christian, evangelical Christian, if you haven't figured that out yet. Well, a little of that has changed. The first thing, I guess, that changed with that was that I turned 29, which happened on July the 2nd. But the biggest change that occurred is that I'm no longer podcasting to you from Carleton, Michigan. I am doing it from the metropolis of Ashland, Ohio. Carleton was a city of about 2,500 people. Ashland, I think, has about 20,000. In case you're wondering where Ashland, Ohio is, pull out your maps. It is about 15 miles, that's 15 miles from Mansfield, Ohio, which is a larger city than Ashland. It's about 80 miles north of Columbus, Ohio, right off I-71 there. It's about an hour from my in-laws who live in Massillon, which is right outside of Canton. So hour and 15 minutes or so from the Canton-Massillon area at the most. More like 45 minutes, depending on how you drive. And I'm sure the weather will play a factor in that too, sooner or later. But anyway, I have been accepted into Ashland Theological Seminary, into their Masters of Divinity program. And because of that, I moved here on campus to Ashland, Ohio, and actually, as I speak to you right now, I'm looking out my window at the tennis court and at least one of the academic buildings. From my living room window, I can see the entire campus. It's pretty incredible. It's a beautiful campus, and right in the center of the campus, there is a statue of Christ, which it's really cool just to see that. I meant all that introduction, and I don't know how often I will be doing a podcast, but I decided to do this one just for kicks and giggles because I haven't done one in a while. Also because I found a CD that I had made of my very first podcast, and so we're going to turn the clock back a bit for those of you that don't know me, and I'm going to play for you or upload for you a podcast that was originally done, I believe, on February 9th. Which was my very first podcast ever, and there was no intro music, nothing like that. So I'm going to play that one for you, and then there's another one that follows it, because I get an email, and I just think it's really good stuff. So maybe for the next couple of days we'll do that and see how it goes. And if you don't hear from me for a while, then you'll know why. I'm extremely busy here. Classes start October 3rd. It's on a quarterly system. That's why we're starting later than most. And I should have my hands full for a little while. So, anyway, without further ado, I will go ahead and let you hear the very first podcast, which was at the time called The Raised Eyebrow. The Raised Eyebrow, it started out as The Raised Eyebrow, then we kind of split, and I became The Reformed Coffee Shop and The Raised Eyebrow, and then The Raised Eyebrow really took a back seat to The Reformed Coffee Shop. So, we'll go from there. So don't let the title fool you. This is the Reformed Coffee Shop, but you're hearing from the Raised Eyebrow. Are you ready? I know I am, so let's do it.
Hi, and welcome to The Raised Eyebrow, the writings, confessions, and opinions of an outspoken and confused Christian American cynic. I am your host, Dave McDowell, broadcasting here from the wonderful metropolis of Carleton, Michigan, of about 2,500 people just north of Monroe, Michigan, in the big county of Monroe, about halfway between Detroit and Toledo, in case you're wondering. A little bit about me, I'm 28 years old. I work for a major retailer in management. I am a Christian. I am unashamedly an evangelical Christian. I am unashamedly Baptist in regard to believer's baptism, unashamedly Reformed as I hold to the sovereignty of God in all things, and unashamedly charismatic as I believe that all of the gifts of the Spirit are available for our use today. Just graduated in January with my Bachelor of Arts degree in Christian thought. Guess that means I can think like a Christian. Actually, it's a broad theology degree, and I will be going probably for my Master's of Divinity degree, most likely at Ashland Theological Seminary in Ashland, Ohio. That's my first choice of schools right now, anyway. If you look at my blog, I posted something today which I thought was really cool off of the TheologicallyCraig.com website. Really awesome thing when a writer there is talking about how he was going off on artists, recording artists like Mace and R. Kelly, who call themselves Christians, but will not kind of go up to the or hold themselves to the standard of the Christians have held themselves off. He starts off by saying, quote, "I recently caused a bit of stink, don't I always, when a friend of mine posted on a discussion board that I frequent regarding her experience at a Benny Hinn crusade, after some other folks on the board noted that Hinn had been exposed as a fraud on Dateline a few years ago. I chimed in with Hinn's history of false prophecy and false teaching and provided a link to his 2000 prophecy that Jesus would physically appear with him during his crusade in Nairobi, Kenya. As in times past, I got an eyeful via email, accusing me of being divisive, stuck on quote-unquote head knowledge and not being concerned about people, lack of compassion, and a few other things. I told the person I wrote back to that I wondered if they read their Bible regarding what the scriptures say our responsibility is when folks preach false doctrine." And I think that that's a very important point that he makes there is the guys like Mace and R. Kelly who come out and say that they're Christians. I mean, if you're publicly professing that you are a Christian, you ought to be held accountable to Scripture and to the things of God, of the things that we believe a Christian should be doing. And, you know, it's really sad, you know, when you have guys like that that they don't want to be held to that accountability. He goes on, he talks about the issue in Matthew, I'm sorry, is it Matthew? Yeah, Matthew 7:1. Thought it was. You know, a lot of people quote this "judge not that ye be not judged" verse as if the Bible condemns judging, but he says, quote, "the other half of Matthew 7:1 reads like this, for in the same way as you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." That's, by the way, the New International Version. And my guy here says, point blank, he says, what Jesus is telling us here in this very hilarious word picture is that we are to judge with righteous judgment. It isn't that we shouldn't judge. Understand that. It's that we are to judge with righteous judgment. We can't be hypocritical about what we're judging about. And we can't hold somebody to a standard that we ourselves are not being willing to be held to. So as a result, of course, I'm a little cynical about people that say, well, you shouldn't judge. Well, you should judge. The Bible says you are to judge. You can be cynical all you want. You can call me a cynic. I call myself one. But that's just basically what it is. For The Raised Eyebrow, my name is Dave McDowell. Check me out, www.davemcdowell.blogspot.com. Always feel free to email me, davemcdowell@charter.net. We'll see you next time.
I'm running a bit long here, so I wanted to go ahead and just say goodbye to you guys for now. Again, that was my very first podcast, and tomorrow, I will, hopefully tomorrow, I will post a podcast that deals with the response that I got from that by a guy named PBC Liberal, who I think is still a podcaster here, although I haven't kept up with it recently. So, PBC Liberal, if you are, you might want to listen tomorrow, because I think you might be a little involved. Anyway, just wanted to let you guys know, and again, for the Reformed Coffee Shop, this is Dave McDowell. See ya.